Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Hi, hope you're doing well. I wish I could see your faces. Thank you for joining me as we read God's Word together. Today is Thursday, November 21st. Are you getting excited about Thanksgiving next week? As we prepare for that day, we want to internalize God's Word as He is helping to conform us to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So today we're in Luke chapter 3. We're going to begin in verse 3 and go through verse 17. And this is the passage about John the Baptist preparing the way for the Savior who is to come. And John deals with, okay, the Savior's coming. These are the ways that you need to change your behavior in order to be in line with who He is. Today we are reading in the Easy English translation, and then when I finish the passage, we will pray for members in our fellowship with the last names N, O, and P. John went to many places near the Jordan River, and he spoke a message from God. He taught people, "You have done many wrong things. You must turn away from them and change how you live. Then God will forgive you and I will baptize you." The prophet Isaiah wrote this message from God in his book. Somebody's voice is shouting in the wilderness, "The Lord will come soon, so prepare the way for Him. Make the path straight for Him. Fill in every valley. Make every mountain and hill flat. Take away every bend so that the road is straight. Take away all the rocks so that the road is flat. Then everyone will see how God can save them." Crowds of people were going out into the wilderness. They wanted John to baptize them. He told them, "You are like dangerous snakes. God is angry. You are trying to run away from Him, but He will soon punish people like you. You have to show that you are sorry. Change how you live. Stop doing things that God does not like. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We are descendants of Abraham. God will surely not punish us.' Listen, God can take these stones and make children for Abraham out of them. You are like trees that have bad fruit. God has an axe ready to use. He will cut down every tree that does not make good fruit. He will throw those trees into the fire." People in the crowd asked John, "So what should we do?" John answered, "If you have two shirts, give one away. Give it to someone who does not have even one shirt. If you have some food, give some of it away. Give it to someone who has no food." In the crowd, there were men who took taxes from people. These men also wanted John to baptize them. They asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" John told them, "You must take the right amount of money from people. You must not take more money than the rules say you should take." Then some soldiers asked John, "What about us? What should we do?" John replied, "Do not rob people of their money. Do not say that a person is guilty if he has not done anything wrong. You must not take money for yourselves in that way. You should be happy with the money that you receive from your work." At this time, people were thinking, "Is John the Messiah that God has promised to send to us?" They were all hoping that he might be. John said to the people, "I baptize you with water, but someone else is coming soon. He is much greater than I am. I'm not good enough even to undo his shoes for him. This man will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is like a farmer who brings the wheat home from his field. He uses a special tool to throw the wheat up into the air. He does this to make the wheat seeds separate from the chaff. Then he cleans his yard. He carefully stores all the seeds to keep them safe, but he burns everything else in the great fire that nobody can put out. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here again, we see that as the people of God, we should be generous with our things, with our food, and we should not take advantage of people. John is asking the people who come to be baptized to do some work of introspection. Those who were tax collectors, he said, are you taking more than the allotted amount from the people whom you taxed? Then he talked with the soldiers. Are you accusing people just to get money? For us today, I guess John would say, are you living in line with the principles of the kingdom? And so as we pray, let us ask the Lord to help us to be a people who are seeking Him in everything we say and everything we do. Ultimately, I love this passage because it points us to Jesus. John the Baptist says, I'm not even worthy to untie the shoes of the one who is to come. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is so holy, so magnificent, so glorious, so worthy of praise. Will you pray with me? Open our mouths, O Lord, and we will declare your praise, for you are praiseworthy. You have baptized us with your Holy Spirit. Give us more and more awareness of your presence with us. Lord, please protect us and preserve us and make us a people who honor you. Also, Lord, we pray that whatever battles they are facing, that you would remind them that you are present with them in the midst of the struggle. And in that regard, we pray for these families, the Neesmith family, Newell, Newman, Nichols, Nolan, Norman, Nowlin, Nowling, Nunnally, Ott, Parrish, Parnell, Parrott, Paskovich, Patrick, Patterson, Patton, Peoples, Pelton, Perez, Phillips, Pickett, Petey, Pinson, Pittman, Pitts, Ponder, Poole, Porter, Potts, Powell, Price, and Pugh. Father, strengthen them when they stand, raise them up when they fall, remind them of the love that abides with them through our Lord and Savior, the Messiah who was and is to come. Amen.